No, this isn't a dream sequence. We're back. The Bold Breakdown is next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We are back, you guys. Oh, my God. We are back. It's been a long year, you guys.
Way too long.
We love this because Tammy and I, we talk about the show, of course, off camera, but we're here to follow up today. Hi, you're welcome to the Bold Breakdown, the Bold and Beautiful After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, James Lott Jr., and I have with me the delicious, delectable Tammy Govea.
I will take that. Hey, everyone.
Yeah. Hi. It's good to be back. I'm looking at the chat room. I almost want to start crying because I see all my regulars like Ethel and Rodelli and Kenneth and Zoe and Demo.
So amazing. Thank you for being with us, you guys.
I know. It's like you joined us back. I'm so excited. Now, of course, on Facebook, use the hashtag The Bold and Beautiful on all social media platforms. You want to talk about the show and Bold Breakdown, of course, use the hashtag that too. Go to iTunes and YouTube to go ahead and follow the Bold and Beautiful After Show on AfterBuzz TV Dramas. That's where we are now.
Yes.
A year ago, it was one network. Now it's separate networks, but all under the same umbrella. But it's AfterBuzz TV Dramas. Look for Bold and Beautiful After Show, and you'll find us there. All the old episodes are on there, and this one will be on there also. So go ahead and like us, subscribe, comment, say how much you love Tammy and her outfit, how her hair looks. Tell her on that one. And then and also, while you're at it, you know, I have a podcast called Bold and Beautiful Rewind. So
yes,
follow
please.
Me. Follow me on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spreaker.com, and our Facebook page. It's a long name, but I couldn't get anything. I'm trying to shorten it at some point. It's called BB Mini Spotlights and Rewinds.
Okay.
So it's BB Mini Spotlights and Rewinds. I do several shows on my own. Follow me there. And we talk about, I don't recap the show, but I talk about things on the show, of course, and have guests on there. So, welcome back, Tammy.
Welcome back, Mr. James Lott Jr. Holy macaroni.
And it's my 4-year anniversary at AfterBuzz.
Happy anniversary.
I can't believe it.
A year? A year and a little over a year since you were, last here?
Yes, you were last here.
Together.
We were here, and you came on towards the end of the tenure of the show.
Yeah.
I was doing the show by myself, and I had guests come on and stuff, and you came on, and people loved you. They loved Tammy. So everybody said hi to you, of course. Tammy, beautiful as always. Yes, we had so much fun. And this show is so funny because it's a half hour, easy to watch, but they pack a lot in there.
17 minutes without commercials.
Exactly.
Can we just be clear about that?
I can do that. I watched the whole week in like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
like that.
I know.
But it's very much a show that packs a lot in there, half in their 17 minutes, right? Now, here's a little side note. I'm an organizer, a professional organizer. It takes people an average 17 minutes.
Okay.
To look for stuff when they're unorganized. So you can watch Bold and Beautiful
instead. There you go.
If you're organized.
There's that 17 of wasted minutes. Watch the Bold and the Beautiful instead.
The Super Organizer Universe.
Get organized and watch B&B.
Exactly.
Yes?
See? Tell me what's going on. Exactly. Now, my first segment that I always do before we get into the show is always my lot in Los Angeles. And someone asked me, last time I brought cupcakes and stuff. But this time, I just want to show a couple of products that I got online. You can get them too. And they weren't expensive. My Bold and Beautiful hat.
Love it.
It's like,
love it. Little pink.
And this book was done like, this was like the first 10 years of Bold and Beautiful, and it's such a great book.
Look how
great
beautiful
cover. It's a beautiful book.
Yeah.
And I've had it this long, but you can get it still on Amazon and other places. It's a really cool book from the first 10 years of the show. The show's been on 31 years. And you'll see some old faces in here and faces that have returned since.
Yes. And still look good.
And it's just a great book. And I just want to kind of, it's about Los Angeles too, which is the Bold and Beautiful set in Los Angeles. So I wanted to kind of mention that. So, Miss Tammy, what do you think about the show? Because we haven't been on in a while.
I know, we haven't been on in a while. So,
In general.
You know, so obviously, I want to start with Annika.
Yes.
Annika.
I'm not sure if anybody knows how to pronounce her name correctly. I love her.
She, you know, it took me a little while to warm up to her because I was such a huge Kim
Matula fan.
Kim,
oh, me too.
Huge.
Oh,
huge
me too.
Fan.
Me too.
It took me a while. And I have to say, well, obviously Scott Clifton is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He has chemistry with anybody that he works with. Because he just raises the bar.
Yeah.
But man, I was not expecting her, Annika Noel, to have that well of truth and emotion to pull from for the storyline, because obviously it's a tough storyline. But man, it was hard to watch. It's been really hard to watch.
And I think everyone in the chat room is probably the same thing. Yeah, everybody's saying they're making hope her own. Yes. This storyline, I think everyone agreed. It's one of the few times where everybody kind of agreed it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so to me, she's taking the mantle from Heather Tom, because Heather Tom is my girl, and she's been on the show, and I love her. And she knows how to work a scene.
She can turn it on. Yes. She's been like that since, yeah, you know, way, Y&R.
Yeah, hello,
like,
yeah.
Day one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And We're Not to Live and all that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like Annika, same thing. Because there were some episodes where Heather Tom was really breaking my heart a couple of years ago. And it was hard to watch. This one just even exceeds that on some level. It's just so tough. And it's so realistic.
Yes.
And just like, I have children. I couldn't imagine losing a child. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I've lost people in my life recently, but I couldn't imagine losing a child. And I thought, she just brought all of that together and made the whole show. And everybody's reactions and all these veteran actors with the newer actors. And everybody, it was an umbrella story, which we love on soaps. It was a great umbrella story that affected everybody on the canvas.
And it was just so moment to moment. You know, everyone rallying around hope. You know, wanting to try to make things better or wanting to do something that will just make her a little bit more joyful. And in that, there was that one scene when Sally and Wyatt brought the doggy, the little baby puppy. Yeah. And Wyatt was like, I don't think this is a good idea. Yeah. And that hole where she, you know, Hope just exploded and just laid in on her. And every moment has just been so truthful and so haunting.
I agree.
Haunting.
Totally agree. The show, it's funny. Bold and Beautiful gets its criticism sometimes for some of the recycled storylines they do and stuff. But they rarely do storylines like this on soaps, period. So to do this, to actually and the way, we'll talk about it, and the way it happened. Well, actually, we can talk because it's before this week. The way it happened with, and okay, James Earl Jr. rant number 12,055. Soap Twitter, calm down. Wayne Brady's playing a character on the show. He was getting death threats, Tammy. What?
Okay. Really, folks. Please.
He's playing a character on a show
that
was written for him to play these scenes out. He didn't steal a baby in real life.
There's no room to hate the actors.
Right,
there's no room to hate the writers.
Right.
Or the producers or the directors. Right. You know, this is a show. You have to suspend disbelief and just partake in it. Yeah.
Right. I just want to make sure I want to bring that out because I love that he's playing this character that you saw him this week also, but he's playing this character that's, I mean, it's a bad situation and it caused all this heartache. And so we should feel something. We should, I mean, as an audience watching a show, we should feel something. But a real life actor, you shouldn't be attacking him. He's doing a great, I mean, that means he's doing a great job. I mean, the writers are doing a great job, obviously.
And I have to say, I kept waiting for Wayne to break out into some kind of improvisational, you know, Robin Williams-ish type of moments.
Yes.
But this has been like a solid, dramatic performance and role for him.
Completely.
And I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I'm impressed.
Me too.
But, you know, I've always said that if you can do comedy, you can do anything.
Well, that's the whole thing, right?
So there was really, I shouldn't have been surprised because he's such a brilliant comedian.
Yeah.
His timing and just his nuances are always so amazing.
You're right about that. It's most comedians can do drama.
Yeah.
People are always shocked by that. It's like, no, but not everybody can do you say comedy, drama, see, comedy is hard or whatever. The whole thing. A lot of comedians do drama, but a lot of people who do drama can't always be funny.
No.
So I always feel like comedians, they're funny because they see the seriousness in life and turn it around to make it funny.
Yeah.
And they observe things really well, especially observational comics. They do a really good job at that. So you're right. In a way, we shouldn't be surprised. But I was surprised too. In a way, but we shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
At all. So we get into the week that was. I can sit here talking about Beautiful for the next 4 hours. But that's what happened. There's a GH report after this. So we got to make sure we get this going. So Monday and Tuesday, we always start out with the beginning of the week, and we're gonna start out. Well, the through line of this week was Zoe.
Yes.
She was on all 5 days.
Okay.
Go on, girl. Go on, girl. I see the chat room. You guys are like, she's warming up. You're warming up to her. Right. So how do you feel about her?
I was just going to say, I have Kiara Barnes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Again, fans, right with you. Took me a long time. Took me a long time. And when we were getting to that storyline where she was going to be discovering the truth, I said to myself, all right, girl, you better bring it. Mm-hmm. You better bring it because there's a lot to be brought.
Yes, there is. We're wrong.
Yes. OMG.
She did. This week she did it.
Zoe, I don't know who you're studying with. Seriously,
right,
though.
Right,
a lot of these actors have coaches
they
work with
we
on
don't know
a regular
that
basis.
They do.
If they're not on set, then they've got their own folks that they tap into, which they should.
Because
this stuff is not easy to do.
No.
Kiara.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'm like right there with her.
Yes.
Like, how could you do this to me, Daddy?
Yeah, I know.
Do you like my accent?
I know your accent. So I'm not even going to try to do an accent. I'm not going to try to do that. They love the honesty from you, Tammy. I love it. Yes, it's true. She gets to do it. Yeah, because basically, because Monday and Tuesday, she was talking to, it was her and Flo,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, and I love Flo.
We love Flo too. Yeah, she's good. She's so good, good too. She's good too.
I love her. Great part.
And they were able to really kind of just have all these scenes with them going back and forth about this. And I was like, Flo is going to give it up. She's going to give
I
it up.
Too. Like, I was like, this girl's in my face. Like,
right. Which was like, it wouldn't be, we got to get undressed. Because she was like, I didn't see her. That was actually pretty funny, actually.
When she's in the robe?
Yes, in the robe. I want to see if you're really pregnant. And I'm like, you look like that. Because I wrote down, someone who looks like that just gave birth. I was like, that's kind of funny. I mean, I would think the fans think the same thing. Right. Yeah. It's like, some folks do look good after they get birth.
If you're working out before you get pregnant, you bounce back a whole lot faster.
That is part true. But even in some cases, I have friends who weren't huge and pregnant. They still look like they just had a baby.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny she pointed that out. And then it was like, in the beginning of the week, it was a slow build all week. In the beginning of the week, it was just like, your father switched the babies. That was the big reveal back then. You're like, oh, the father switched the babies. She's like, my father switched the babies.
Yeah.
That was the big reveal Monday and Tuesday. It was kind of like, oh, okay. And that was kind of crazy. And then meanwhile, you got Sally and Wyatt in bed together, happy
all the time.
There wasn't bed.
Is it because there's these youngins?
Yes.
All the stamina.
I know. Go on, folks.
Holy macaroni!
Go on, folks. They were like, as I dropped that.
But what do you think of them? What do you think of Sally and Wyatt together?
I am a Katie and Wyatt fan. Sorry,
right?
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. I love Sally. I love the character of Sally.
I do too.
I am pissed they didn't keep the whole Spectre clan on.
I know.
I interviewed
Patrika,
all of them.
Patrika, come back.
Patrika, my girl.
Patrika.
I've interviewed all of them. So Alex Wise, Patrika, Courtney, the other Courtney, because Courtney Hope plays Sally, but the other Courtney. I mean, it's like they're all great.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wish they kept that going. Instead of making her work at Forrester, that's a whole other story too. But they're fine together. They're not bad together. I mean, I love me some Darren Brooks. So,
he's so great.
He's so good.
I just love him.
I loved him on Days. I loved him on Blue Mountain State, which is on Spike TV. I'm a big fan of his, which you guys know already. But Katie. Oh, hi, Candace Mack. We love Candace and Nikisha and Jacob. But yeah, Katie and Wyatt is always a fan, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Because
we have a storyline that I'm pissed about. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
Later
where
on
going.
The week. Yeah, we know about that one. But they're in bed, whatever. They kind of do it. And the beginning of the week, of course, half the week also was kind of the whole Steffi, Liam, Hope thing.
Yeah.
With baby Phoebe.
So talk about that. Talk about
Hope holding her own baby as therapy, feeling better. I scream at the TV every single one. It's your baby. That's why you feel comfortable. Yeah. It's your baby.
Yeah.
It's your baby. I kept screaming at the I mean, you know. That's what I kept doing the whole time. But it's a unique story. Regardless of what we feel about it, it's a very unique story, especially of Steffi wanting to raise two babies. So, I mean, it's hard raising one.
I know.
But two, and I'm a twin, so I understand the whole twin thing. I love that part of the story. Because I'm like, no one mentions Phoebe anymore. I'm glad I've been mentioning her a lot. And I'm going to actually show a clip on something a little later. But I love the whole twin thing and why she wants to have the girls have, you know, raise each other. But I'm like, I'm just going, but that's your baby. I hope that's your baby.
Yeah.
How do you know?
You know, it was hard to watch because I really didn't think it was a good idea for Hope to be going over there to meet Phoebe in the first place.
Yes.
And then wanting to spend so much time with her. I thought, you know, if she's going to go off the deep end even more, this could possibly just send her off that deep end forever.
Right.
You know, and I felt bad for Steffi.
She should feel weird about it.
Yeah.
She should feel a little weird going, well, I don't know. And Liam's like, well, no, it's going to be fine. I'm like, no, Steffi should, you know.
Yeah.
Liam, I love Scott Clifton, of course, but Liam's character, I hate the character of Liam.
Right?
He bugs the crap out of me.
Oh, my God.
He bugs the crap out of me. But that's another story. But I think Steffi should feel a little protective, like, okay, she just lost a baby.
Yeah. Is she going to start to get possessive?
Right.
You know, a little like, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then we saw some Xander, and Zoe and Xander talking. She's still distrustful, and Flo's trying to, you know, get Reese on the phone, texting, and nothing was happening there. So my first bold flashback. You guys love my bold flashbacks. The first one because we mentioned Phoebe. Here's a scene between the illuminating, amazing Susan Flannery, which I miss so much on this show. I know she retired and she's doing fine, but I miss so much. And the underrated John McCook when Phoebe died in back in the 2000s. So they're going to show.
Sweetheart, what is it?
What's the matter?
Phoebe?
There's been a terrible car accident. Mm. Phoebe was killed.
Oh.
No. No, no, no. There's a mistake. There's a mistake.
No, no.
That music, too.
Yeah. I love their connection.
Rick. Rick was there.
Rick.
Ridge is on his way to tell Taylor.
I know, that's... God, Susan's so good.
Yeah.
God, she's so good.
Thomas and Steffi are upstairs, so I'm going to go up and check on them.
Okay.
I don't want to leave you alone.
No, no, I'm all right. You go. It's okay.
So stoic, huh?
Yes. Just so real.
Yeah.
That's how a matriarch would act.
Yes.
So I just want to show that. I mean, yes. You watch the rest of the scene. On it's just so... Her acting is a masterclass in acting.
Yeah.
That sigh, I was just like, I got to take it in now.
Yeah.
That my granddaughter's dead.
Just absorbing.
Dead. Right. Oh, my God.
Trying to process.
And she's going over to her picture and stuff. Yeah. It's a great scene. No, I wish they'd bring up Phoebe more often, too. I mean, she was a part of the family, and that was just kind of a... But I was talking about Phoebe.
Yeah.
It was Steffi's twin. I just thought, and again, masterclass in acting. Just
yes.
Like, you just, I mean...
Beautifully understated.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no hysterics.
Which makes it so profound.
Right.
And you hit the nail on the head. The matriarch of the family is not going to go flying off the rails.
No.
That's not why you're the matriarch.
Nope, not at all.
So, yeah.
You know, you're going to just kind of like, you know, pull together.
I will break down quietly in the corner by myself in the dark.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
Great. Thank you for that.
Yes.
That was great.
Now, Wednesday was Valentine's Day, of course, but they didn't really celebrate Valentine's Day that much.
Didn't.
Not really. But I mean, Zoe, Xander wanted to be kind of romantic with Zoe, but then she was still dealing with her stuff there. So that was quiet. Then we have Wyatt was showing up when Pam, Hope, and Sally were together. Cute little moment. She gave her some tickets to see Wuthering Heights. What was it?
Oh, I forget.
I know. I thought I watched it twice, and I was like, I think it's Wuthering. She's like, they showed the tickets kind of briefly, and I thought I knew what she said, and she got. And I guess I didn't write it down. I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't write it down.
Did fans remember?
Yeah.
Anyone in the chat room?
Anybody remember what tickets
room?
Were? Yeah, anybody know what the tickets were? Okay. But anyway, she gave her tickets to kind of, she said they don't expire, you know, blah, blah, and so it's fine. So that's kind of a nice little gesture and why I showed up and why. And Sally showed some sketches.
Yes, which I always love.
Yes, I like
I love
that
when
too.
They do that.
Me too. I love the whole fashion.
Yeah, the whole fashion. Yeah.
Fashion part of Bold and Beautiful.
I don't know who's doing those sketches, but they're amazing.
But it was very nice. It was very, I know, really.
Yeah.
But it was very nice of Sally to want to help out a little bit because, you know, she's doing the intimates line. She's like, here's a few things. And again, Annika is just like, who plays Hope, is just like, I know what you guys are trying to do. And it's kind of helping a little bit. It's like very realistic. Like, I'm trying to get back to work, but it's kind of weird. And I just thought it was a great thing.
Yeah.
Flo is trying to get to Reese. He sees it. We finally see him on screen, so he sees the text. He's like, there. Then this is a storyline. Oh, but before that, then Zoe hears Reese and them talking. Reese and Flo talking.
Right on the phone.
On the phone.
Yes.
So I'm like, good. We're setting up for Thursday and Friday where we're going to finally, you know. So that's good. But the storyline I really want to get to the end of a lot of time. Some time I want to talk about is. And again, I hate knowing spoilers.
I know, but we do, so...
Ingo Rademacher is leaving the show.
Yeah.
Going back to General Hospital.
He's going back to General
Hospital.
Which is fine. You know, I've always loved Jax, his character on General Hospital. And it's great that he's going back there. But I have to tell you, when he showed up on The Bold and the Beautiful, Ingo just oozes...
Yes.
Everything that is The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes.
He just oozes that opulence and that sophistication and that, I don't know how else to describe. You know exactly what I'm saying, and the fans know exactly
what we're talking about.
So I thought, this is a match made in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
I was so happy.
Me too.
And
me
he's
too.
Always been, I've always felt on General Hospital, kind of underrated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree.
You know, he's never really had that.
Sunny Shadow.
Kick-ass, storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so sad. And I, this whole, the way they're dealing with it.
I wrote angry. That's what I wrote. It's like, Katie should be like, what?
Yeah.
I think she wanted to say what the F is what she wanted to say. And I mean the real world, I'm sure. I mean the character wanted to say it. So it's like, what? I think it's just guy got to go, and we should have got married in the first place. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's storyline dictated, but just like the way they're doing it, making Thorne a douche.
Ingo brought it. Man,
he did. No, he did. He
you
did.
You know, with the tears. I mean, he made it real and believable, but I couldn't buy it. It had nothing to do with him.
No, it did. Yeah.
You know, it's just the way the.
We should have got married. There's a whole custody thing, and Will, and it's everybody so fat. I'm like, what?
What?
Like, what?
Is this an evil twin that we don't know about?
And then I wrote dumb. And then he had the papers. Here's the Nolan papers I've all drawn up.
On Valentine's.
Yeah.
I know. I was not happy.
Rodelli, I agree with you. They wasted him on there a little bit because I liked the, I liked him and Ridge. The fights and kind of the I was kind of liking the whole Rick and Thorne against Ridge. They're the real Eric Forster's sons, so to speak, biologically. They were leading into that and they didn't finish that up. And I thought Torsten K and Ingo Bachman had great chemistry as brothers. And the whole Brooke thing, I saw chemistry with Catherine Kelly Lang.
Yes.
I mean, it was a whole thing they could have done. But, you know, I mean, don't do my girl, Katie, wrong. I was like, oh, poor Katie. And, of course, Tom brought the tears.
I know, of course.
I mean, she brought like, as usual.
The WTF tears.
Yes.
Yeah. And I really don't want them, and I have my little note, I don't want them to recycle Katie and Bill.
And you're already saying in the chat room.
Everybody has a feeling. I don't want them to do that. Come on!
I agree.
Bring on some new. This is why Ingo got brought on. New, well, not a new character,
right,
but
new blood.
You know, new blood.
To inject into the.
So we can go in different directions with relationships. Right.
I know. I think they're going to do that. Now, tell people also, we're here at AfterBuzz TV. Yes. We have some shows, and, you know, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So before we go on to our other numerous topics, we want to say thank you for letting us be what we say, or Maria Menounos and Kevin say, is the ESPN of TV talk. Now, at this point in time, we are asking you for a little bit of help. If you are on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5, 10, 20 star rating.
20 stars.
We always love.
20 stars. I love it.
We love the love. Yes. But no matter what you're doing, leave us a comment so that you guys can get involved. I mean, you guys are involved. Our chat room is on fire.
So it is.
Thank you for the engagement. It's why we're here. And on that note, being a part of AfterBuzz TV and doing what we're doing right now means the world to us.
Yes.
And we can't do what we love without you, the fans. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for your engagement and your involvement and your support on following us on all social media platforms. It makes all the difference. So thank you.
Thank you very much. We really mean that. So thank you very much. And on that note, speaking of unique situations, here's another bold, beautiful flashback from a while back. And you got this scene is,
oh,
makes
I
me
love
laugh.
Me. This I makes love me. Me.
Okay, go ahead.
So, whose egg was implanted in me?
I love it.
Nick.
Come on, Nick, tell her.
Whose egg was it?
He's on One Calls the Heart now on Hallmark TV.
It came from Brooke.
Oh! Look at her face! The look on her face! She's like, what?
My worst nightmare. Okay.
I could not have just heard.
You did.
Yep.
You did.
Brooke?
I love it.
Brooke? What are you talking about?
I love it. I love it.
The baby is from Brooke's egg?
She's the donor. That's all. She's just the donor.
No! No!
I love it. I love it. She's like, no.
I know, exactly.
Exactly.
I wanted a child, Nick. Our child. But now what do I have? I have your child with Brooke.
See, exactly. It's like, what?
It's yours. You're the mother.
No!
Oh my gosh.
That's not true. She didn't know what was going on. It's not her
fault.
Don't
you dare defend her.
Just listen to me.
No, I'm not going to listen to you. She's stolen my child from me. She's taken everything from me all my life. I mean, I just wanted a clean slate with you and me and our baby. And now it's you and me and Brooke's child.
I love it. So I just want to show that.
He just doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
I mean,
Hunter Tyler does a great job in the scene. Yeah. It's like, this is, I mean, hello. I mean, now I'll go crazy too.
Yeah. But I mean, this has been an ongoing war between the two of them for so long.
Right. To have that happen. It's inside her body. And she's just like, when she gets, it's like, no, no. And she hits the table. I'm like, I'll be the same way, girl.
You know, and just piggybacking on Taylor and, you know, the amazing hunter, Tylo. Yeah. You know, what do you think about her and Reese?
I like them together.
You like the characters together? That was kind of cool.
It was very unexpected, obviously. I liked the little banter they had. I liked they were there for each other. He was there for her. He looked like he really wanted to protect her. He was like really in there. I liked them together.
Yeah. He walked that fine line of using her.
Yes. Right.
But being genuine about how much he cared about her.
Again.
Because I really do believe he cares about her.
I do too. And I think, again, it's just sewing Taylor with somebody else.
Yes.
Not with Ridge.
Yes.
Not with somebody, but somebody else. Not with Thorne. Just like with somebody else. And it was new blood. It was just like, and it was age appropriate.
Yes.
You know, Wayne Brady looks like he's 12. and you all know why. But there's very interesting storylines that happen on this show that are just like, they do unique tales sometimes. And it's like this spin of this whole adopting a baby and all. It's a unique tale. They've done it before. I mean, kind of thing. So everybody liked it. Yes, everybody liked that. Yes. You know, who knows what happens to the kid? I mean, Nick's gone somewhere. So I guess the child now will be probably sore-assed and brought on maybe one day.
I was saying, I love me my Jack Wagner.
Yeah, Jack Wagner.
I always just loved
him. He's on When Calls the Heart.
All I need.
Exactly. And that, I do that after show Mondays at 5 p.m. on AfterBuzz TV.
There you go.
AfterBuzz TV Dramas. And he's on that show right now. He plays a good character on there. So Thursday and Friday. So the rest of the week, it starts to ramp up a little bit. Why and Sally have sex. So,
yeah, I mean, of course. It's all that tension, you know? They're releasing the tension that
like
everyone
you said,
else
they're
is,
always
is
in bed.
Feeling around them.
Always in bed.
Yes.
Oh, and the one part that was kind of cute. Hope and Liam had the little baby one, the little onesie, the Valentine's onesie for the baby. It's kind of cute. And that was cute, though. That was kind of cute. And Reese really, I think he really does have remorse about what he did. He's in this weird position, but it's like I think he felt remorse, and he was trying to show it a little bit. And he came to town though. But like, you did the impression a minute ago when he was when Zoe's on the phone with him, and she's trying to get the answers out of him. And he's just like I'll explain it to you when I get there. Like tell her now. I'm getting the first plane from London. I'll get there. Wait till tomorrow. Like I go to bed all night and think about what my father's gonna say to me.
But she looked amazing. She did. Next day.
That orange sweater was really cute.
Yeah, it was like a velour. It was like a crushed velvet.
Yeah, it was cute. So,
I love the fashion on that show.
Me too.
Oh, my living word.
Me too. You do a good job. But again, Zoe's trying to figure this out from Flo. And Flo is like trying to hold out for a minute. And she was like, who? And actually, she brought something up that was kind of like, who was the second mother? She's like, who's the other mother?
Yes.
I mean, like there was two babies, so like who's second mother and what was going on there and why did he do it? And it's funny because she was like, I don't know her, but her name was Hope. It was like the way she said it was like, oh my god. And Zoe's like, what? When I work for? And I mean that's
when Zoe said Hope, when the tears welled in her eyes, like just the horror of the moment was so beautifully done. So beautifully done by Kiara.
I agree.
One, just really quickly, there was a scene, I think it was this week, maybe it was last week, when the Logan sisters.
It was last week.
It was last week.
Yeah,
I just
cute.
Wanted
I love,
to touch
yeah,
on that
yeah,
moment.
I love it.
Because we rarely get to see them, I mean, unless there's a wedding going on, you know, when else are the three of them ever together?
Right.
Doing the jigsaw puzzle and, you know, Donna, Jennifer, you know, getting some more airtime.
Yes.
Why can't we pair her up with Ingo?
I know.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Arg.
And I also get they have a kind of a larger cast for a half hour show.
True.
And we've always brought up, should it be an hour? I say still be a half hour. I don't think it should be an hour. But there are folks who think it should be an hour, and then more storylines would be.
I get the half hour thing.
I guess, but I like the half hour.
So cut some of the commercials.
Okay.
Give us a couple of, you know, seven more minutes of the show. That's a whole other.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's very much. Zoe was getting all the tea from Flo, getting it out of there.
Yes.
And Reese's like, I'm coming to L.A., and he came to L.A. He recounted the night. He showed the flashback. Every time I see the flashback, it's always so sad to see the flashbacks.
Oh my god, it's really
hard. Yeah. Like, stop showing the flashback. I don't want to see it again. And at the very end, with the split screen of homegirl holding her baby, unbeknownst to her,
and
Zoe's voiceover saying, "I gotta tell Hope."
Yeah.
Now we gotta see how it's gonna turn out this week. I have no idea how it's gonna turn out this week, but I mean, there could be some twists and turns there. But I mean, I thought. Well, at least it's going kind of fast. They're kind of getting there.
And I love that moment too when Reese was trying to say to her, but I did it to save you. You know, there's these goons and they were going to kill you. And Zoe came right back and said, but you created that situation in the first place. Yeah. Why did you even create that situation where my life was beaten, threatened? Right. You're gambling. Don't say I did it to protect you. You created this whole mess.
Addiction is addiction. It's tough. Addiction is addiction.
But you can't blame it. I mean,
I know. That's what addiction does. You blame it on stuff. It's kind of like, as I said, I don't think he wanted. People in the chat room, that's what were like, no, he got bags, he got caught. But I said, no, I mean, there's that. But I think on some level, no one wants to steal a baby. I don't think he wanted to steal a baby.
You can see he's torn.
Yeah, it's not like he didn't want to steal a baby. I mean, but he did get caught, of course. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think he does feel a little remorse on them doing that.
I absolutely do.
I think, but it's a bad character. And so that was that storyline. So I'm waiting to see what happens with that. But before we get to the other storyline that still makes me upset, I loved Bill and Justin's scenes.
Yeah.
They were hilarious.
Oh, my, the magic trick.
Yes, he was like, come inside. I wrote down, it was the Spencer Reaney. And that was actually pretty funny. The Jumbo Coin and Magic for Wheel. I think it was great. But also mixed in with that, because they're very bro. And I love some Justin D. Spears, friend of the show, friend of mine. He's a great guy. They're very bro. And also, there's always sensitivity in there. And it's like talking about how his other older sons have kind of, they're on his way. So Will's his last chance.
Yeah.
Bill loves family.
Well, he's finally showing it.
Yes. He loves family. Yeah, fine. He loves family. But I think he's always wanted to show it. Tell me which. There we go. Yeah, I think it's right there. Right there we go. But he's always loved family, and so. But he had funny ways of showing it, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's that old syndrome. I always call it the J.R. Ewing syndrome. If you know what, if you ever watched Dallas, that's where it all started. It's the J.R. Ewing syndrome. It's the Victor Newman syndrome. It's the Victor Kiriakis syndrome. If you don't do it the way I do it, you're wrong.
Yes.
Just listen to me and your life will go better.
Yes. Which isn't always the case.
Right.
Yeah.
That's always the thing. It's like, just do what I say and your life would be fine.
It's simple. Yeah.
Right.
Like, why complicate things by arguing with me or disagreeing with me?
Have your own mind.
Yeah. What?
Like, that's crazy. That's crazy talking. You can't do that. So I think it's that same. So
that's
Bill has
point.
That. Dollar Bill has that same kind of syndrome. Like, we just did what I said.
Yeah.
But it's a funny, fun moment. Because we had some very serious things the last couple of weeks. It was kind of nice seeing some fun moments between. Because they really do show their friendship / working relationship together.
Yeah.
They do a lot.
Yeah.
And Aaron got a little fro going on. Like, Aaron got a little fro. That's kind of fun. Meanwhile, Will had to be told by Thorne he was leaving for a while.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? How did you feel about that scene? How it was handled, character-wise? Like, how was it handled?
I don't.
I know. It was tough for me.
It was tough for me.
Me too.
Why was it tough for you?
Because I felt like, because you're abandoning this child that you really fought
for. Yes.
And like, now you're just like, I got to go, bye. I mean, again, we know it's, but the character itself is like, plus, especially when you lost Alexandria, you had a child, you lost, you would think it'd be a little more, yeah. I thought I didn't like the talk. I just didn't like it. But I guess that's the way you had to do it, just to, so you can leave, I guess.
Do you think now that Thorne is leaving that Wyatt will rekindle something?
Well, I like the scene with
Miss Katie.
I know people like it. I like the Wyatt Katie scene when she tells him it's over.
Yeah.
Again, I saw sparks. I don't know if they were playing it that way or not. I saw sparks.
Yeah. I thought, hmm.
I did.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I know. I mean, I just, I like them together. Give me a good triangle. Bo does triangles all the time. That's what they're known for. Do a good triangle. Make me push and pull between the two men.
Yeah.
I guess. And see what happens.
And Bill's in a better place right now, so maybe he can embrace that relationship a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. But that was the week that was.
I mean,
it goes by so fast. That was the week that was, you guys. And so glad we could be back together.
Yes.
And we're going to do this once a month. So I'm going to tell everybody, so I got to look at my schedules, of course, and see how this works, and look at her schedules and see how this works, but we're going to try to do this once a month at this time period.
That would be great.
Until maybe we can get the show back on the air again. I can't do it every Sunday. I have other, 8,000 things I'm doing. So I can't do it, but I do love doing the show very much. I know Tammy does also.
Absolutely.
We love the show. We want to bring it back on some level.
And before we sign off, I just want to say I miss Jacob Young. You know, that's another storyline that I'm just miserable how it was addressed.
Oh, my God. With him and Maya.
It just breaks my heart.
Me too.
Again, a couple that fought so hard
I know.
To be together. So just throwing it out there. Happy.
And they show Jacob Young reunite with some of his AMC co-stars.
Yes, he looks amazing.
He looks great. He's great.
Oh, my God.
He looks amazing. Yes. And so I agree with you. I am so upset that storyline, that Rick and Maya
got the shaft. Just had to throw it out there.
You guys, so Tammy, tell people where they can find you on social media.
Okay, so on Twitter, you can find me at Tammy Govea, and on Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official.
Now, you guys, Terrell Bellinger, Candace Mack, Jacob Marquez, Ethel McEwing, Kirsten Marie, Lisa Knapp, make sure I get everybody in, Demo. All you guys, I'm so happy you guys came back.
I know,
thank you, yay! Kenneth Clark. I mean, thank you guys for coming back on and watching us, and hopefully we'll be back again next month. And you can follow me. We're all James Lott Jr.'s are sold at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms, all across the board, everywhere. Go to my SoundCloud page. I have new music out, so go there and listen to my music. I have books on Amazon. I'm a one-stop shop, of course. And, of course, my Bold Beautiful Rewind I do on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for watching us, and we'll see you next month. Just follow us. See you next month.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.